Senator Hagan, what is the latest that you're hearing and seeing in Washington? What is the mood there? And if you could sum it up for us, how are you feeling about things?
Well, I think the mood is depressing. You know, I'm very, very frustrated. When you think that the basic function of Congress is to keep a government open and running, and when you throw political games into that and shut the government down, it's irresponsible. I didn't get elected to come to Washington to shut the government down. And it can be solved very quickly. The Senate has passed a continuing resolution that would fund the government until November the 15th. So that would give us 5 weeks in order to hash out the differences from the spending plan. And actually, the Senate negotiated and took the House's reduced spending level. So we've negotiated on that and came to the House position. And that bill is sitting in the House on Speaker Boehner's desk. And if he would just put that bill up for a vote, a majority of the House members will pass that, and we can get this government back open, and then we can get to the negotiating table.
What kind of pressure is John Boehner getting from other Republicans to go ahead and put this up for a vote?
You know, I certainly hear some of it that I hear on TV and in the news, but you'd have to go talk to them about that. But there certainly is some of that pressure. But, you know, I think the American public is where the pressure is really coming from, because people are suffering. You've got 800,000 federal employees that are out of work and not receiving pay. Military families in our state, which we have the third largest military bases in the country, all of their commissaries are closed. And so all of the products that our military men and women currently buy there, where they save sometimes up to 30%, don't have that available. The VA backlog, which we've worked so hard to bring that backlog down, that could be made worse. Our national parks in North Carolina are closing, of which we have 10. And what's really troubling about this time of the year, with the fall leaf season in western North Carolina, with the Blue Ridge Parkway closing, all the park ranger offices, et cetera, that will have a negative economic impact in our state, as well as on the eastern, the Outer Banks. Many of those areas have been closed, and striper fishing just got started this week. And particularly at our research universities at Chapel Hill and State, the NIH grants have been, the funding is stopped with no funding going forward, and that will have a negative impact on all of our researchers in North Carolina. So it's really having an impact, and I think that the public is very upset, and many people don't understand why this is happening.
Well, when you start talking about research at Carolina, that is another way of putting this thing into a real perspective for people, and I'm just wondering, do you see any movement at all in this shutdown right now? And if so, can you take a guess as when it might be over at this point?
You know, Ron, I'm not too good at guessing on issues like this, because this has never happened since I've been here. I mean, that's why I really think these political partisan games is not appropriate for something as serious as just the basic function of keeping the government open. And it is totally irresponsible. All Speaker Boehner has to do is to put that bill for a vote on the House floor, and we could have this over and done with. And that would give us time to negotiate a longer plan. You know, it's no way to run a business to go from crisis to crisis. It's no way to run a country. And this partisan posturing really does need to stop.
Some have said that this is a negotiation that is broken down. Others paint the picture that it's something that's been orchestrated for a very long time, and it's working out exactly the way some people wanted it to. What is your take on that?
Well, when the Senate passed the continuing resolution to keep the government open, we actually negotiated and came to the number, the dollar number that the House had proposed, and it was lower than what the Senate wanted. So the Senate negotiated and agreed with the House with this lower number. I believe it was $987 billion. And now the House isn't going to take it and has added more demands. So once again, the Speaker needs to put the bill up for a vote. The Tea Party House members will not support it, but there will be a majority support for that bill, and we can get the government open.
This is an effort to go back and renegotiate something that has already been passed into law. And, you know, it seems so frustrating. It seems like it's such an impasse because nobody's willing to budge in either direction.
But, you know, Ron, just as you said, if you don't agree with the law, you know, holding the government hostage to all of a sudden change it, that should be done in what's called regular order. You file a bill, you bring it forward, it's heard in a committee, it's amended, and that's where that process takes place, not when you're looking at whether or not the government is going to be funded.
Senator Hagan, it is frustrating for you, I'm sure. It's frustrating for a lot of people, and let's hope we can get past this and get everybody back to work and get everything open again with our government.
And we need to do it as quickly as possible.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Ron.